Details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, got something for you to do. How about go on September 27th, come to Moody Gardens Golf Course and play in the Island Dirty Birdie Charity Classic. DirtyBirdie.EasyEvent.com. DirtyBirdie.EasyEvent.com. And that's EZEvent.com. Look, a lot of fun. It's going to raise money for great causes. The Ronald McDonald House, Elmina Shriners. It's we were there last year. I mean, it's a party now. It's a great way to start off the weekend. It's on Friday, so you get a room in Galveston as well, and you have yourself a big time. You can win a car. You can win a trip to Pebble Beach, all expense paid. You can take a picture with the queen and have some king cake to go, a bunch of free swag. You got team and corporate sponsors still available. Let's go. It's going to be a fun time. You want to play in this event on September 27th, dirtybirdie.ezevent.com, dirtybirdie.ezevent.com.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Jake Kaplan has tweeted out Astros Royals pitching matchups, versus Dutch, Greinke versus Montgomery, and Miley versus Junis. Not giving him a break. I don't know. I think it's a mistake. Maybe I should call Luno or AJ.
How does that work when you told them that they were making a mistake with Springer in the leadoff? Do they still take your calls when you tell them what
no,
to do?
No, they actually, I think they agree with me, but
okay. Yeah.
Contractually, apparently.
Now, does that feel accurate that the GM and the manager of
think
the,
that John's right on anything?
Yes, that they agree with him on Springer out of the leadoff spot.
Look, I don't think they hear or want to hear from John on anything, to be honest with you. In fact, his number is probably blocked. It's only Gene. They make a Gene Diaz or Diaz, however you want to pronounce the cannon fodder. So John has to go through him, and Gene catches those bullets.
Oh, the vice president?
Yeah.
Vice president of media relations? Okay.
Yeah, but you get no run when it comes to the decision makers.
Should I call Reed? You want me to call Reed?
No.
Does Reed
don't call anyone.
Don't.
Let them figure it out.
And Reed doesn't make
player
decisions.
Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. How many years have the Astros been in existence?
I don't know how many.
Since the whatever. I don't know. Can one of you
how cult, many world championships?
45s or the Buffaloes or whatever? No. Call in and tell us how big the mosquitoes were back then. And
how many world championship titles do they have?
They have one.
One. Okay, so are they – okay. Are they fallible? Yeah.
But why are you comparing?
Do they need some guidance?
That doesn't really make a lot of sense, only because the
who
decision,
is that woman?
That's Cam.
Oh, my God.
The
that's
decision.
A look at
what?
Him.
I can't do a show.
He's got a babushka on.
You haven't seen this?
That's what women from the 70s would wear.
No, 50s.
Is
that's,
it 50s?
That's a Russian.
Yeah.
That's a Russian woman. Well, maybe today. But a babushka. The old Polish women used to wear them around the neighborhood, and
I saw that on The Americans. I think
yes,
a show when what's her name went back.
Yes,
Cam was wearing that.
Yeah.
What? That's why y'all are losing.
Hey,
you can't win with that.
No. Get with the cycle. That was 12 hours ago. That's like 10 hours ago. Whatever. We've seen it already. The internet has seen
so
that
for
already.
Those of you
and moved
haven't
on.
Seen, go didn't. Look up what a babushka is.
Just go look up Cam Newton
and Cam Newton, and you'll
just
see.
Type in Cam Newton on Twitter.
Cam Newton with a babushka, doing his press conference, and then the hair thing he's got going on too. I mean, is that really like, what he's doing?
It looks like week. It looks like is the weekend.
Is what the he's weekend? Doing really fashion
about,
or is it just
2 years ago?
It's just he's trying to be as idiotic as possible.
I don't know. I'm sure some stylists put that on him, and he was like, I like
it. Two quick questions. Okay, number one, was that a first down? The last play?
No, I don't know. Down? I don't know how the rule works. Is it? The plane doesn't extend for infinity, right? Out of bounds. If it doesn't, then he was out of bounds.
No.
He was out of bounds.
Then he's out of bounds. He didn't get a first down.
He's got to go over the pylon.
Number two, what in the world has gone on? Do you think this is a Cam choice also, or just a team choice? Where Cam used to be the most unstoppable force.
Well, he's broken.
I know he's
physically.
Broken. Well, okay, so let me say what I'm – okay, so I need to get this out. Cam used to be the unstoppable force on – goal line runs
right. And
short yardage runs. You couldn't stop him. Another weird guy who does that is Tom Brady. He has this incredible hit rate, success rate on a fourth down quarterback sneaks or third down sneaks. Cam, two times on the goal line where they needed a yard for a first down, they didn't give it to Cam Newton on just basic dive. People were shocked on Twitter, and I kind of was too. I know you're not running him much anymore, but don't you have to
win
give
a game?
That to Cam to get a first down and win a game?
To win a game.
He's a hammerhead still, isn't he, or no?
Maybe he's now a fragile piece that you can't put,
it's gotta be,
you
right?
can't put him under that duress.
Well,
anymore.
Who do you want with the ball in his hands, McCaffrey or Cam now?
No, for when I need
for
a half
fourth
yard,
and one? I'm still yard. Taking the 6'5", 250 guy.
Not a question.
But not if he's...
Yeah, but if he's a fragile guy and they're worried about it, then you can't do it.
How fragile are you that you can't get a half yard? Cam is still 250 or whatever he is. I mean, McCaffrey is not a power back. He never
no, and they went outside
they went
and they
wide.
Got stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Vernon Hargreaves did a great job.
Look,
on
we know in you watch college football games. In the games that don't matter, they don't run the quarterback. In games that do matter, teams who have those type of guys run the quarterback. In the NFL, all the games matter. When you have a guy like that, you're supposed to run him in that situation. You don't have to run him in the second quarter on second and three, but fourth and one in the fourth quarter. On a play that decides the game, you run your quarterback if he's still capable of doing that. If you're not worried about him breaking something.
Well, and afterward, I mean, that was a big topic after the. And Rivera was just like, we like the play call. Well, running wide,
Ron Rivera
for a yard.
Ron Rivera's a defensive guy. Do you think in his DNA he thinks running a trick? Misdirection, running wide on fourth and one or fourth and two, whatever it was, is this in his DNA?
Because he's Riverboat Ron, so it could be. He could like it. But as a defensive guy who played for the Bears defense, I mean, he strikes me as a guy who'd like to smack you. Like,
go
I
get
think,
yourself a yard but, running it down yeah. someone's throat.
So, and Cam fumbled earlier on a hit. It wasn't even, you know, he and Deshaun are almost identical.
How about
now,
that guy who
with
used
the
to,
hits that they're taking?
The guy who used to get on me about when I said Cam wasn't an elite quarterback. It was just this last offseason. Right now, it looks like Cam's might be struggling to stay in the top half of the quarterbacks. And Darrell Williams at left tackle is not doing him any favors.
No,
because he's got just. And they just drafted Greg Little in the second round, the left tackle from Ole Miss. They got to make a switch out there because Cam's beat up. He's not really taking a lot of deep throws, although he did have a completion of Curtis Samuel. But, man, it's just this is what makes you nervous about Deshaun Watson, right? Ben Roethlisberger misses games every year. Cam, who gets beat up, is starting to – it looks like he's starting to trail off and has had a major shoulder issue last year that forced him to shut it down. This is why we're so concerned about Deshaun Watson. And my dad hit me to this, and I put it out on Twitter. Tom Brady, ready for this? Tom Brady, in 2007, he got sacked 21 times. His offensive line, Nick Kazur at right tackle. I could tell you, it was a standard offensive
line
he had had.
It wasn't a great offensive
in
line.
It was solid. It was okay. Yeah. Steve Neal, Nick Kazur, Logan Mankins is a first-round pick. Matt Light, who they traded up in the second round to get.
Oh, 07, right.
Yeah, 07. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
2008, same exact offensive line. And in all three of these years, the right guard, Steve Neal, missed time due to injury in all 3 years that I'm going to give you. The next year, Matt Castle came in. Matt Castle, with the same offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia, the same offensive line, he got sacked 48 times. In 2009, TB came back. He got sacked 16 times. Now, if there's not a better indication of the quarterbacks matter, Randy Moss was on all those teams. The offensive line was the same. They won double-digit games all three seasons. And one guy tried to say, oh, nice try. But this is just flawed logic because the defense is probably called different defenses against against Matt Cassel. No, you're not calling drastically different defense. It's the same offensive line, and Randy Moss is still out there. It's a quarterback who just took more sacks. It's not 100% that. Some of it could be maybe they were down, but they won 11 games, so they couldn't have been down in a bunch of games.
No.
I mean, how do you 21?
How do you do it?
21-48.
How do you
16.
Explain it? 12.
Yeah,
that's 12. How you explain it.
Steve McKinney and somebody on Twitter reminded me of this. Remember what Steve McKinney told us in 2006? He goes, "I'm telling you guys right now, there's not a big difference between the talent we have on our offensive line right now and what we had in the Colts." He said the only difference is, I think it was 2005. He said, "He goes, the only difference is Peyton Manning."
How many sacks did Peyton Manning take versus Andrew Luck?
None. Oh yeah, Andrew took a ton.
A ton.
He took a ton, and Brissett took. And then last year, the pass protection got better, but Luck, because he had been beaten to hell, learned to get it out a lot quicker too. And he started checking down a little more, being a little more careful. Ben Roethlisberger has gotten way better getting the ball out. I mean, it is possible if Ben Roethlisberger could get better. And Todd Haley, when he came in, he and Ben had a little beef because Todd said, "I'm calling plays where you got to get it out." Like, Todd is an a-hole. And he stayed on Ben as an a-hole. And Ben didn't like it. Ben doesn't like bending to anyone's will. But you can, as a coach, have an impact. And at some point, Bill O'Brien is going to have to step in as a play caller and just say, "We're going to, hey, Deshaun, this is how we're going to run this, and you're going to get it out. And that's the way we're going to do it." You know, the flip side of that coin is Deshaun. My dad pointed out how Deshaun made a mistake and how he read the defense the last touchdown throw, where he got hit by a guy that was his responsibility, and Deshaun didn't. The way that he handled that was the wrong way because DeAndre Hopkins read the hot, and he broke his route off because he read hot, and everyone blocked it a certain way. The center was working towards the Mike linebacker. My dad explained it to me, and he said, and Deshaun took a hit that was unnecessary because he screwed up the protection. However, you know what else he did? He threw a touchdown that would have won. They should have won the game.
Right.
Like, what can you do with that? You got to let the guy make plays.
Yeah, but also, that was a big hit too.
Was a big one. That's because it was unimpeded.
Right.
Running right at him. It's
right,
his guy.
Right. Yet he got it off and hit a perfect throw to Stills touchdown.
A beautiful throw.
I mean, that's what that talent does. All right, 713-780-3776. Eric, we see you if you want to get in. We'll get you in on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about my boy Nick over at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Where are you watching all your games?
Bournemouth-Everton. Can I watch it there? Oh, Everton smashed stupid Wolverhampton week before last.
You nerd.
Stupid
you are
Wolves.
A nerd.
Oh, the Wolves go there for their watch parties.
No
they
one,
go there to watch the losses.
You know, it would be like if people in England were talking about the Texans. No one cares about Everton here.
Wolverton. What the hell?
Nerd.
We're talking about Nick's Place is what we're talking about, but you can watch all of he'll find any soccer game, which is unbelievable, really, that anyone even knows where a soccer game is on TV. But Nick does. Every Saturday morning, he's got all these nerds in there watching soccer. But here's the deal. Any football game. And here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to find your game, all you college fans, all you pro fans, you fantasy players, I was there on Sunday. It was packed, and it was wonderful. It's great to watch the game with a bunch of people, with great food, and just a bunch of people that just love football. Get on over there. You'll watch your Astros as well. He's got every package you could possibly get. It's all at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. And then the food, all right? It's Italian. It's my peeps. It's Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge between Fondren and Gester, just off Westheimer. Get to Nick's Place.
Apply.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, guys, make sure to come by Prime Social today, not only for the $10,000 tournament that's going on where it's a guaranteed pot of $10,000 that starts at 1. But also grab a free sample of Cheers Alcohol Aid.
Hmm?
Cheers wants to provide you with brighter mornings and the freedom to enjoy alcohol on your own terms, John.
Hmm?
Cheers is a way to reduce alcohol's negative effects and has many positive effects on increasing human health and happiness. Visit CheersHealth.com for more info and mention you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5.
Two of my favorite things, poker and Cheers, because I feel great the next day, especially when I cash. And then I feel great after drinking Coors Lights. What the heck?
What
a great day for me. What a great day for me. If we can mix in golf somewhere in there, doesn't get any better than that, does it? Chris says Cam has a bad foot, and that's why. Well, I don't, he was in the game, and he can run a yard. I don't know. 1 yard, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that that's, you know, his shoulder might be, a, if you want to know the truth, you're going to take a beating on that shoulder. We know. How many quarterbacks have the Texans injured with quarterback sneaks?
You've got Schaub. You have
Hoyer.
Hoyer got hurt with a sneak.
Oh no, it was
it was Savage.
Savage.
Yeah. So two.
Oh yeah,
and that's how right. Brock had the greatest start in Texas history in the playoffs and won a playoff game.
Who did Savage get hurt
and
against?
It's really how Brock actually was going to get his ass handed to him,
too. Did Savage come in because of a quarterback?
Savage started, but Brock had to go in at halftime, and Brock was like, oh, really? Now you want me? And they were like,
that's where Bill O'Brien tried to beat him up.
He wanted to beat his ass.
I actually heard he muscled up on him in the locker room, and Brock started screaming for help. Like, that's actually a story that's out there.
Yeah.
That story came from somebody at the NFL Network.
Like, he was squealing like a pig.
He's not Ned Beatty from Deliverance.
So, Matt Schaub, remember?
If you stretched Ned Beatty, he would be – if you stretched him all the way out, he would be like 7 feet tall and skinny.
No.
Like,
do you remember the game where Matt Schaub got hurt?
The game where Matt Schaub got hurt, yeah, he injured his ankle on the quarterback sneak.
Liz Frank. This is his foot.
Oh, yeah, foot. Well, ankle, same thing.
No, it's different. It's right here, between the toes.
He would know. He's got all the foot problems.
I had a minor one. He had a major one.
Yeah, I do remember.
Separation of the bone, and who came in?
It was
a Tampa.
Was it Haynesworth? No, it was.
It was Tampa. I don't think it was Jacksonville. I think it was Tampa. And do you remember who came in for him?
It was Haynesworth who hurt him.
It was Haynesworth.
So was it Washington or Tennessee at the time?
I thought it was Tennessee.
Maybe it was Tennessee.
I think it was Tennessee, and it was Haynesworth.
So who did he – I think it was Haynesworth. Yeah. So who came in for him? Do you remember?
Who came in for Matt Schaub? No.
I'll give you a hint. He was not –
He was awesome.
He was a fan of hot tubs.
I was going to say something really awful.
He's a lefty.
Oh, no way. Matt Leinart?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Matt Leinart came in that game. Because Matt Leinart jumped.
I thought it was Hunter Pence.
We thought he was.
What?
No. He was
He was a fan of hot tubs, too, now.
Well, he was the third.
He'd run through glass doors.
We were told Matt Leinart was the third quarterback, and then he jumped whoever was number two. I'm trying to remember who was number two at that time.
That went well.
But Leinart got hurt like that same series that he came in.
Same series, yeah. Yeah. He got hurt. He like hurt his shoulder.
Yeah,
it was out. And who was the third quarterback then, Tyler? Who came in?
Oh, was it Whedon?
Tony Banks, huh?
Tony Banks.
No, it wouldn't have been Whedon.
I don't know who was the third quarterback.
Who was
the Texans?
We don't even care.
Why do we want to relive awful Texans quarterback crap?
Quarterback sneaks.
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt more running a quarterback sneak than a Houston Texan quarterback. Nobody. Let's get Eric in here. He wants to talk about Cam. What do you say, Eric?
I have a quick question. Well, I have a couple of quick questions. If, you don't want Deshaun getting hurt like Cam, if at the end of the season if the Texans are not going to make the playoffs, will they trade J.J. Watt for offensive linemen? And Dell, do black and Latino people spend a night in haunted houses like white people do?
That is a purely a white person thing. I mean, I'm sure there are outliers to that, but I have never talked to a black person and had them discuss, hey, you know there's a really cool haunted house we can stay in for a night. That's not a black person thing. That is a white person thing.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's racist.
No, I'm just...
It's not a generality. It's just a fact.
It's a fact.
anytime you see videos of prank videos where somebody tries to scare, do jump scares,
yeah, no.
It's always a it's black all, guy if will you see a black guy, will punch it. Yeah, will punch somebody.
I mean, a black person, we'll go through to those House of Horror nights and stuff. That's fine. But black people aren't spending time thinking about taking trips to Maine to stay in a haunted house.
T.J.
That's
Yates.
A real thing?
Yes.
Yeah, T.J. Yates is who they avoided, yeah.
People
That's
do,
a real thing?
Yeah. People do like plan trips to go to haunted houses and stay the night. Dummies.
I just don't fundamentally believe in that. But I would say it's my people who do that. I mean,
it is your people.
And as far as Mexican people,
I don't know
I'm
if Latin
sure.
people. I don't know. I can't
sure.
speak for them.
I can't speak for the Latin American.
Well,
culture.
You know,
kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah. Would your wife spend time
you're
in a haunted
community.
House?
I guess if I want to just consider myself in the community.
He's not in the community.
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
just like
you
he gets
are.
To claim
He's
LSU.
He's not.
He gets to claim
yeah,
LSU.
He gets, okay, I'm in the Chinese community.
No,
I
was,
live next
no,
up.
You're not married to a Chinese person. Why are you
you're
in the community?
Not, you're not in the Chinese community.
I am.
By the way, I was right. It is Tampa. He was hurt against Tampa.
Tampa.
Oh, he was not hurt. Now, Haynesworth might have
been
in Tampa.
I thought Haynesworth hurt him, too.
He might have been in Tampa. I know Haynesworth hurt him one time. No, Haynesworth hurt him a different time and said he was making squeamish squealing noises, just like Mike Tyson made squeamish girl noises. Like,
and that
no.
that third string quarterback,
T.J. Yates.
T.J. Yates.
Yep.
T.J. Yates.
And yeah, Yates, Reagan. They tried to, they jumped Yates. Like, T.J.'s our backup, and he got hurt. This Matt Leinart. They immediately went to Leinart. Leinart immediately got hurt. I think on the next series, and then T.J. Yates came. Man, those are good old days. Schaub,
terrible.
Yates,
this is a terrible reminiscence segment.
How was that terrible? That was the first year of their first playoff berth.
Remember that? And then the year before that, Chris Brown had that interception that for a halfback
pass. Yeah, the halfback pass.
I mean, there is. I'm telling you, 17 years of just like things that are laughable. And the team you had that I think could have competed for a Super. I honestly, the more I think about this, I think the 2011 Texans team had Super Bowl caliber talent. The running game was unbelievable. Andre Johnson was still a high performing player. Your defense was just sack masters because J.J. was his rookie season. And he really came on, and you were getting just great play from everybody. J.J.O. and Kareem was playing better, and J.J.O. and Danielle Manning had made such
yep.
a huge difference. And then you end up with T.J. Yates throwing three interceptions in Baltimore to lose the game.
And you also had the fumble on
yeah,
the
you
punt.
Still faded the Jacoby. You still took the lead, even after Jacoby. Even though Jacoby, you had all these things go wrong, the Texans still had a lead. And then they came back, and the Texans were driving down, and then T.J. Yates threw three interceptions that game. And that was your best shot. And in 2012, you thought, we still have a shot. Oh, Schaub's healthy
no.
this year. No. Went to New England, and I saw him scream out loud one time when he was scrambling. He goes, ah! And he threw it like a haunted house. He threw the ball into the 15th row.
Do you honestly believe that was your best shot? This is your best shot.
11 was your best shot.
This is your best shot.
To do what?
This is a much better – this is a much more talented team.
Not on defense. Not on defense.
Yeah. That was a good offensive
line. No. Offensively, this is not even close.
Foster was way better.
Here's the difference.
You're not – that's not a real thing.
Okay, if Gary Kubiak was a head coach right now – if Gary Kubiak was a coach right now running this offense with Deshaun, how much better would it be than Bill O'Brien running
it? Would be better.
It would be better.
It would be better.
It would be much better. And you would win games.
You got
games,
a coordinator for me that's
and you would
make it better?
And you would win games that you're losing now.
No, dude, this isn't even a close argument. You had your offensive line was Eric Winston, Brizell, Chris Myers. You had a really good offensive line. They really did a good job. Arian Foster running the football. You had Andre Johnson. And look, Hop is better now than Andre is then. But then defensively.
Oh, no. And you got Stills and you got Fuller and you got Kiki and you got.
You had the Ninja. The Ninja's better than anybody they have right now other than J.J. And then you have J.J. Watt when he was young and really coming
Jonathan
on.
Joseph. D.J. Reader inside.
Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah.
You're
way
comparing
better.
This version of Jonathan Joseph to
yes.
that version?
This is a
way better.
It's better not a better team.
Better team.
No.
You know what else
close.
Is better? Prime Social. That's what's better. Prime Social TX. At Prime Social TX on Twitter. Follow them, and you'll find out everything going on. How about what's going on today is the $10,000 guaranteed tournament
Ta-da.
At 1 o'clock. It is so good, people. And Sunday as well, 10,000 guaranteed. Nobody's doing this. 10,000 guaranteed on a Friday and on a Sunday. Nobody. And so what that means to you is no matter how many players are in, if they only get 10, 15, 20 players, they're still guaranteeing that the payout is going to be $10,000. That's unbelievable. Now, there will be more players than that. Hey, listen, we had so much fun yesterday in the freeze-out. It was awesome. Every day except Saturday, there's a tournament at 1 o'clock. But the cash play, Lance, I mean, there were 10 tables going in the afternoon.
That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
You always have action here. And there's different limits, too. So even if you're a smaller player or you're more aggressive, you want to play for higher stakes, they've got your games here. I love tournament games. You've got until 1 o'clock, so you can get whatever you need done during the day and then come out here and play the 1 o'clock game. They got a freeze-out tournament going this Sunday as well. And guess what? TVs line the room, so you can see all your favorite games, including the local game that we'll have at that time. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com or go follow them on Twitter for more information. And, of course, stop in here and enjoy the best poker in the city of Houston at Prime Social.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything, want you to see all of the lights.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social, 833. Come on in. It's 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Let's break this down now about Sunday's game with the Texans, okay? I'm still worried. They got some banged up defensive line. Darius and Ngakoue, they're hurting. But this is as good a defensive line. And this 9-point spread, I think,
feels a little high.
It feels really high to me. I know that Minshew is the quarterback, but hey, he looked pretty damn good. And I got faith that they're going to come in here and have a pretty damn good game plan. Let's not forget, this is the same team that sacked the Texans 10 times. And Deshaun had to come in and get destroyed just a couple of years ago. So now this defensive line versus the Texans offensive line, who you got?
I'll take the other side.
I know, right?
Well, but
okay,
from a running standpoint.
Over-under on sacks, 4.5.
Oh, man, that's a good number. I'm going to say under. 4.5, I think 3 or 4.
Oh, they just gave up 6.
I know. Well, Cam Jordan, I mean – yeah, I'm going to say under. I'm going to say under. I think the Texans will put an increased emphasis on getting the ball out quicker. I think the play calling will be indicative of that. And I think the Texans will. You know, the concern is that your top target, Deshaun typically has a tendency to lock on D-Hop with good reason. But he's got Jalen, and that's going to be the good matchup. And it's always a dogfight, although Hop got the best of Lattimore last week when Lattimore was on him. But this Jalen matchup is a tough one for Hopkins.
And he follows him. Did you hear DeAndre yesterday?
What?
He goes, man, I like this. He said he's really good. He's the only corner in the league that follows me everywhere on the field. Doesn't matter where I line up, Jalen's lining up with
me. You know, it's
interesting. And he said, I respect that.
It's interesting. Those two guys have a lot of respect for each other, and they used to get into it. But I think it's developed some kind of mutual respect has developed because they are relatively friendly, but they're both extremely competitive. The Bouye on, you know, the matchup really to watch is Bouye versus Fuller because Will Fuller hit the big, you know, we're used to that. He's really turned into a Deshaun role, Deshaun Jackson, where it's not going to be high volume, but when he hits you, he's going to hit you for a big play. He made a great catch last time out. Bouye can run. Bouye also has a tendency to bite on double moves. To this day, he still does, even though that was a big problem with the Texans. You know, the one thing Will Fuller can really give you is he can stutter you into double moves. If I'm the Texans, I set him up with a couple of quick hitch throws, little 5-yarders, 6-yarders, just to put it in his head
right, so
you can get him set up for a double move. I would not be surprised to see Fuller go for a long touchdown on A.J. Bouye this week.
Okay.
I think that's entirely possible.
All right.
I think you can run the ball on Jacksonville. You just have to commit to it, and you have to be physical. You have to hit them in the mouth. They're the bullies that when they get hit in the mouth, they back down a little bit. We saw last year with the Texans. They did it to them last year. As far as the other side, I think Minshew is much more poised. Like, if you don't put more pass rush on Gardner Minshew, This is a rookie. He's not supposed to have a big game, but I think he'll be above serviceable potentially.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Who got hurt?
Well, I don't know. Which is tougher for the young quarterback? Eight dropping in coverage or blitzing him?
Well, for him, I don't think he's going to have a problem deciphering drops in coverage. So I think blitzing is what will give him more problems.
I think we've seen plenty of young quarterbacks struggle when you're dropping eight.
Yeah, but he's a guy who is a pretty cerebral quarterback, and he saw plenty of zone with their spread. Like, I think he's comfortable. There's a lot of teams that run zone against them. I think he's comfortable in that. I think you have to heat up a young quarterback and test them out.
And who's going to do that again? I forget.
Well, you can Zach Cunningham, Bernardrick. They have some different blitz packages.
You're
telling me they're beating the 2011 Texans. They got a great defense.
Well, you're certainly doing it rushing four.
You could. You try it first. Okay. You try it first. We'll see what happens there.
Right. See how that works out.
I mean, you're talking about. See, you're not. How is this team going to beat the? How is this the best team they've ever had?
Yeah, you have because no you're going to outscore them. You're going to outscore.
You have no faith in that
defense.
You're going
to outscore.
They're going to outscore them with the guy who's never coordinated a top 10 offense?
With the what?
You think they're outscoring the 11 team when you haven't seen Bill O'Brien coordinate a top 10 offense?
Well, to be fair.
That's what I said. If Gary Kubiak was
coach. Kubiak has to coach both teams.
Oh, he has to coach both teams?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's just a sim.
Yes. He gets to coach both teams.
Does Wade Phillips have to coach both defenses?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Okay, are we? Okay, so just to stay on, let me finish this. As long as the Texans don't let Fournette get on track, and it's been a long time since Fournette was on track in any game. It's been like over a year. This rookie quarterback can't beat you. Like, the Texans are a 9-point favorite for a reason.
Oh, man.
But it's just too high. It just feels too high to me. But I think the Texans are going to win this. I don't see.
And let's not forget, it's week two of the NFL season, by the way, which historically for the Houston Texans under Bill O'Brien is not a good week.
No, that's not true.
The first 3 to 4 weeks of the NFL season is never good under Bill O'Brien. I don't know. I'm hoping, but I don't.
Gary used to kill the game in the first few weeks.
And then,
that was his strength. And then the last month, he had the Sumlin effect where it's like they fell apart late. But
The opposite under O'Brien.
Yeah, it is. And teams, and one of the things I've given him credit for is that his teams keep playing for him, and they keep playing hard for him. I don't think Jacksonville is in a place where they're ready to win this game. I just don't. And I know there's some circumstances that you say, well, they're coming off a Monday night game, so it's a shorter schedule, and Deshaun got hit, and he got beat up a little bit, and yada, yada. I don't see Jacksonville having enough right now to beat the Texans. And I think Minshew, in his second game, is going to face a little
second
bit
second game,
more.
First start. Yeah.
I think sometimes it's easier for quarterbacks to come in when there's no game plan for them. It'll be a little different here. By the way, do we give Romeo?
No.
Romeo's had a lot of love because I think he came in after Vrabel. You know, it was Romeo had a good year, Vrabel came in, had a bad year, and I felt like we were just like, is even more love for Romeo because you remember him even more fondly.
Does Romeo deserve
all this love right now as a DC? You see, he was asked a question about, was that the scheme to have a guy, to have everyone else pressing, but one guy off? He goes, no, that was not the scheme. I wouldn't say that. They ask him specifically. He's interviewed on Thursdays, and they ask him specifically about the alignment, and he basically said, no, that's not the way it was supposed to look. He didn't say it like that. He goes, no, that was not the
that's not how we
that was not
it.
The design is
that's
what
not
he
how
called
we,
it.
That was not the design.
That was not the design.
Thanks, J. Joe.
In other words, the most veteran corner who has the instincts that of a veteran, he should know, man, I can't let them get off a quick
six
pass.
6 seconds left.
I know.
There were six freaking
and he's
seconds
a vet.
Left.
He knows more than anybody. He knows down distance, clock situation. He's
let
a
him
vet.
Beat you deep. Let him beat you deep. You got all the
beat
safeties
him deep.
That were
10. It takes 3 seconds for the ball to go over the top.
Yeah, there were safeties 7 yards deep in the end zone. Let them beat you deep. They can stop them. Okay? Oh, my goodness. That's so unbelievable. Oh, so, never mind.
I like the Texans, but I like them by – I do like them from 6 to 10 points. I think it's actually a lower scoring game. Maybe I don't know what the over under is this week, but I think you're going to, you know, see something like 24 to 14.
It wouldn't surprise me at all though if Jacksonville does score points on this, and both teams are scoring points.
Didn't they get a wide receiver hurt in Jacksonville or no?
Dede is fine. Conley, Dede, Chark.
Yeah. Are there three?
They're all fine.
They're big three. They're all and then Marquise Lee. They're all okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Marquise Lee? That's a question. I don't know. 703-780-3776 is the number. So you like you don't like Texans to cover, you like under.
Yeah, I like under more than cover. I don't think it's gonna be quite as busy. And by the way, we come back, we really need to James Harden is getting sued.
Yeah.
He's getting sued, but also there is I want to get to Team USA Basketball because Brian Colangelo is not taking this loss well, and he's, like, writing names down. He's creating a Baker Mayfield-type list where you just made the list, buddy.
Okay.
And he's only it's American basketball players who are on this list. We'll get to his comments after the U.S. had a disappointing showing. I want to tell you about Gritty. You want to talk about an impressive showing. It's been Gritty in this market. And Gritty, you know, they had well, anybody who works with wholesale energy, you ended up finding out that was a much tougher. There were 5 days in August where you had price spikes. And Gritty does a great job of sending out information to show you how to deal with price spikes as they happen, as they occur. Because the price spike happens, you know, every 5 minutes the price will change for wholesale energy. And with Gritty, they did a great job of educating not just me, but also other people out there so that we know exactly what to do when that happens. Now, those were historic, and I haven't seen them since then. And with Gritty, I have saved money in 5 of the 6 months, and I'm on pace to save about $495 for the entire year. $10 a month membership fee gets you unlimited access to wholesale price of energy. There's no hidden fees. There's no contracts. You can jet anytime you want if you're not happy. But all you have to do is text Lance to 797979, and they're going to give you your first month of membership absolutely free. Text Lance to 797979 right now. Your first month will be free as soon as you join up. Text Lance to 797979 and start saving today. Message and data rates may apply.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A homeowner has filed a lawsuit against Houston Rockets guard James Harden over damages that occurred when he rented a Beverly Hills mansion. According to TMZ Sports, Harden paid $82,200 for a week-long stay at a mansion at the mansion of George Santopietro. And he said Harden had, and now in this there was an agreement, in the rental agreement he said, okay now James, I want you to sign this. You cannot have more than 7 people over at any time during this week, okay? Is that a deal? Do we have a deal? And James goes, we have a deal. And then he had two parties of 15.
What did James say? I don't know.
And then James had two parties during the week-long stay that featured more than 15 people. He changed and it. Yes and no.
And
I'm
damage,
immediately going to.
And there was property damage.
$300,000.
Well, he says it's the $300,000 is what he charges for parties.
Yeah, he's suing Harden for $300,000, the amount he typically charges for two parties at the $30 million mansion, along with punitive damages.
Right.
According to the report, Santopietro attempted to settle with Harden out of court, but was rebuffed. He also said neighbors were upset and property damage occurred during the parties. Details on the damages were not made available. Harden has not publicly commented. He'll end up having to pay. There's nothing else really to say there. I mean, that's just James.
That's just a party now.
Yeah, it's just.
I mean, I'm not holding that against
that's
James.
That's party, James.
It's a party. And listen,
you tell him these are the rules. He's not going to follow them. He's going to pay the extra, and that'll be that.
You give someone rules, and we're just excusing? Oh, James doesn't have to follow rules. Is that what you're saying?
James is not going to follow
them.
Why would you want James Harden in your house?
That's the mistake, because you want the 82
Gs. And the neighbors
Gs.
All complain.
Yeah,
you
why
want
would
the 82
you?
Gs. As soon as a guy, maybe he didn't know Harden. Maybe he didn't know who Harden was.
Do some research.
Immediately, as soon as he signs, I'm immediately nervous. Like, I just feel like this is maybe not going to be great.
Okay. It's not as bad. Okay, who would you rent your home to? Plaxico Burress or James Harden?
How about Prince is the worst? What about the stories when Prince painted somebody's whole house purple? They're like, what the? He made their pool. You saw the story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where they had a fountain, it turned purple. They put a bunch of purple dye in it, and it's a purple fountain. And the guy came back, he goes, Prince, what is this property damage?
What about
you painted my house?
What about Plaxico Burress? He would rent a car and then never pay for it and just kept it.
That's not theft.
That's not.
You know what? They're going to keep your deposit.
And
Does he realize he trashed it.
I think he just left it somewhere. Trashed it and left it somewhere.
See, the issue is you have a house like that, so you must have people who have the capability of paying for it. But anyone with the capability of renting your house at that price doesn't give an F about what they do to your house.
No.
Because no matter what you say, they have the money to take care of it.
They got FU money.
Yeah. And they're effing you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
with it.
That's where the money came from.
Yeah.
Speaking about effing you money, USA Basketball Managing Director Jerry Colangelo, I call him Brian. It's Jerry Colangelo, regarding U.S.'s disappointing performance at the 2019 FIBA World Cup. He said this, as a result, USA team lost. You had 35 different players were initially selected, and only four ended up on the final roster. Four of the 35 who said, we want to play. And then we know they all pulled out. And you only had four from the initial. The rest of the team was comprised of guys who weren't even part of the initial selection. He said, I can only say you can't help but notice and remember who thought you were going to war with and who didn't show up. I'm a firm believer that you deal with the cards you're dealt. All we could have done, and we did it, is get the commitments from a lot of players. So with that kind of hand, you feel reasonably confident that you're going to be able to put a very good representation team on the court. No one could have anticipated the pullouts. He said, Colangelo emphasized the players that did not participate have his complete respect, but that the roster was limited from the beginning due to all the dropouts. He said, let me just finish this. The players did everything they can do. They're a good group of guys, but we went with higher expectations. I think it's disrespectful notion to even bring something like that up. Popovich said, I don't want to hear about the lack of participation. But Colangelo said, we're going to let the dust settle and let things depress a little bit. Obviously, I'm always thinking ahead, which means what's going to take place, and it's going to happen fast and soon because we have to get our act together for the Olympics. Going forward for USA Basketball, we're going to need the cooperation of teams, agents, and then there has to be communication with players one-on-one to solidify the commitments. I'm going to be anxious to see how many players reach out early to indicate they wish and want and desire to play, but I'll make this statement. It is as much about who we don't want as much as who we do want.
Okay, so the 35... The 31, okay,
that pulled out. Right.
They'll all still be on the list because they're the best players.
I think there'll be
His list was the best players in the NBA.
Some of them won't be there. Some of them were probably
well,
bigger
some of them. Well, if you're 30, if you're 29, 30, if you're, you know, in that neighborhood, we're gonna put our foot down.
Well, there's probably going to be some that were a pain in the ass to deal with. He's like, we're not dealing with them. Because you do have a lot of players.
If it's LeBron, if it's James, if it's – if it's Kevin Durant, well, Kevin Durant was hurt. If it's the best players,
oh sure,
he's going to say, yeah,
yeah. They're
you
not
know
gonna,
what? It's okay.
But
you
they
didn't
weren't
play.
In that 35, were they? LeBron, I think James was actually.
James was. James was originally thought to be on this team, but he's you know what?
I don't know that he has to necessarily take an All-Star team. Jerry Colangelo has been around a little while too. I think there are going to be some guys that he's just going to say, nah, we're not going to deal with you.
You know what? He's going to take the best players.
Does he have a point?
Yeah, when it comes down. But again, it's okay. If you're the 29th guy and you said, nah, I'm too good for that, guess what? Beat it. We don't want you here. If you're the 7th guy, yep. You know what? It was okay.
That team, as flawed, not that we paid attention, but as flawed as they were, did that team have enough talent to win? The team that they selected?
Yes.
So I get what you're saying.
You do think so?
Yes. I mean,
all of them were starters in the NBA, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. They were more talented than any team they faced. Now, as a team, because they don't play together, that's a different story.
Right.
But there was enough talent, certainly, to get past the quarterfinal.
Get past France?
Now, yeah.
France had some players.
Rudy Gobert was the best player on the floor, and is probably the best player in the game, but still. everybody else, that should have been enough.
We're America. We won 58 straight freaking games. To say, I don't know if we're good enough to beat France is ridiculous.
Even with the those, even with that pseudo-Celtic team they put out there.
Yeah. Marcus Smart and Jason.
I do like that. I do like after losing, they're like, oh, well, we're going to shut down Marcus Smart. Why are you who Marcus Smart gets shut down? Make him play. Why is Marcus Smart getting shut down?
Well, you know why Marcus Smart is getting shut down? Because he can't shoot.
Well, he can't play.
He can't play. No, here's the deal. Did you see Marcus Smart in there in crunch time ever? No.
He can't
He had some.
Not in crunch time. When you have to score, Marcus Smart's not in the game.
Well, he did when they had Kyrie hurt. I guess that was 2 years ago.
No, we're talking about
this thing.
Oh, we're talking about this. Well, I don't even care about this.
No, I was watching.
Games.
Marcus Smart's not in the game. He was always on the sideline.
Why did they take him? For defense, I guess.
Yeah,
because they didn't have anybody left, Del.
Yeah, he was.
Please, you could have taken Eric Gordon if
he was
wanted
to play. 43.
Eric Gordon was busy working on his extension.
He could have got that done. The agent does that. He doesn't. The agent. What are you doing,
Eric?
Oh,
he's getting his.
That's
bag?
Tom Herman.
Yeah. No, that's Eric Gordon now walking with his bag. I do think Colangelo's got a good point. If you say you want to do it, like you didn't have to. You say you don't want to do it. Just say you don't want to do it, and you don't go
show
there,
up to camp and then
show
and
up,
then dip.
And they say, okay, we got our guys. We'll choose the 15 or the 14 best or whatever. And they probably figured there'd be some attrition from injury or whatever. You had guys just bolting, And I think Jerry Colangelo, there's probably going to be like, my guess is there'll be 6 to 10 of those guys of the 31 where he goes, this guy was an a-hole. This guy had no reason. This guy, because some guys probably had better reasons than others.
But again, they're going to be from 20 to 30, not the top 20. He's going to take all those guys.
If they want to be there. Play still.
Yeah. Well, for the Olympics, you'll get more guys in the offseason.
Yeah, but still in the offseason, yeah, but you still don't get paid.
Olympics are different than this.
Do you get paid?
Here's why.
I don't think this is for nothing.
It was the World Cup. No one cares.
Yeah, but how can you get a bag playing in the Olympics?
We had this discussion about the Olympic Village.
I know the Smash.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with, like, girls trying to get on
Instagram thoughts.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this.
In the Village.
I'm going to tell you this. Next summer, I'm betting on the U.S. Olympic team. And you know where I'm going to do it? MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. That's where I'm going to do it. If you're looking for the best place to play, I don't care what the sport is. Now it's football season. We love to bet football. And right now, you've got all the action, in-game action. So you bet on one team. Let's say you bet the Texans the other night. Then at halftime, you go, wow, the Saints have scored 3 points. I'm going to bet the Saints right now, second half. Oh, my goodness, you win both ways. How about that? That's what happens every day at mybookie.ag, in-game betting where you can always have yourself a great time. And, oh, by the way, when you make your initial deposit at mybookie.ag, they're going to match up to $1,000. So you put in $1,000, you got double that to play with. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It is the best place. It's got the most prop bets. It's unbelievable what you got going on. I'm on it every day. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio.